Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture, Thursday, 19th of January. Good news for Brazil. China has lifted bans on three Brazilian meat packers, including two poultry plants, one beef plant. Brazil's ag minister said Indonesia cleared 11 Brazilian beef plants to export into their country. In a written release, the ministry added China may clear another eight meat packers to sell products into the Asian country after the Lunar New Year. One of the plants the Chinese had banned in 2022 and has now been cleared is JBS. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service proposes to amend animal disease traceability regulations and require electronic identification for interstate movements of certain cattle and bison. APHIS is also proposing to revise and clarify record requirements. The changes would strengthen the nation's ability to quickly respond to significant animal disease outbreaks. Animal disease traceability, or knowing where diseased and at-risk animals are, where they've been, and when, is important to ensuring a rapid response when animal disease events occur. A comment period on the proposal through the Federal Register is open through March 22nd. A second Minnesota farmer has been indicted on charges stemming from a $46 million organic grain fraud scheme. 65-year-old James Wolf and 45-year-old Adam Olson conspired to defraud green purchases by selling non-GMO grains falsely labeled as organic. The charges allege Wolf cultivated conventional crops using chemical fertilizers and pesticides and provided purchasers with copies of his National Organics Program certification, but never informed his customers that his crops were not organically farmed. The nation's organic food industry will soon be operating under a new set of USDA rules and regs.
For the people who produce, sell, or buy organic food products certified by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a new set of rules just out.
The most significant change to the United States Department of Agriculture's organic regulations since the National Organic Program was established in 2001.
Undersecretary of Agriculture Jennifer Moffitt unveiling for reporters the final package of new rules and regs for the organic industry.
This rule safeguards the integrity of organic products so both consumers as well as producers are operating in a fair and level playing field. It reduces fraud in the organic market.
Fraud such as selling non-organic products at premium prices to consumers as organic.
Consumers need to know that if they're going to put the money down, that they're actually going to get the product that they're intending to get.
House member from Maine, Chelly Pingray, praised the new rules, which expand the number and types of organic operations that will have to be inspected and certified. The new rules fully in force March of 2024.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. We'll be right back after a check of the opening markets.